This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 96, Why Personal Branding Matters for You as an English Speaker, an interview with Peter Sterlacci.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. In this episode, personal branding expert Peter Sterlacci shares two practical, free personal branding tools that you can use online now. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Gabby.
How's it going?
Okay, how about you?
Great. We're here with my friend and colleague, Peter Sterlacci, consultant and coach for personal branding. He's based in Japan. Peter, how are you doing?
Great, Gabby. How are you? Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Peter.
Maybe you could tell us what a personal brand is.
Personal brand, the simplest definition of it that I use, is it's your unique promise of value. And so like any brand that's out there, whether it's a product like Apple or a place like Boston or a person like, you know, you guys and me, we all have a value that we promise to the world around us. And we know, for example, that Apple promises innovation. Boston, I'll ask you guys, what is the brand promise for Boston?
Say education.
Yeah, education, maybe also some tradition.
Sports,
sort of a
too.
Traditional city. Yeah, a few different things.
So that's the message, the brand message that Boston provides. And, you know, Lindsay and Gabby and me and all of your listeners, every single one of us, even as a person, we have a promise of value that we offer. There's something unique about us. There's a unique strength, a unique value that we deliver to the people around us. And so that uniqueness is your personal brand. And it's what really separates you from anybody else around you who might be doing the same thing or comes from a similar background. But it is that promise of value that we provide. And more in today's world, we need to really differentiate ourselves because we do live in an economy that's always changing, but your personal brand is the one constant thing that you can always rely on. So that's what I help people to do, is to uncover really to get clarity on what that unique promise of value is, and then using that to deliver the greatest value to your career and to your life.
Wow.
And that's interesting. And where in the world is personal branding really popular and where is it less common?
Well, personal branding, I would say in the last 4 or 5 years has grown tremendously. And it's probably one of today's hottest career development topics. The United States, it's quite big. And culturally, we would expect it to be because it is a culture that really values kind of differentiation and individuality. But even here in Asia, you're starting to see the value of personal branding. And in cultures like Japan and other Asian cultures that are more group cultures, there still is the value of understanding what your strengths are, because you use those strengths to the benefit of the group as well. It's not just to separate yourself. You're not isolating yourself from a group. You're using that unique promise of value to benefit the group and the organization. So even in Asian cultures, it is starting to take ground as well. Probably a bit more slowly than other places, but it still is.
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, and it's so cool thinking about, you know, the background we came from professionally, like teaching English to international professionals or Japanese people who are working with people from all over the world, English speakers. Right. It's really important to, you know, get this concept and be able to, you know, use it to your benefit and to help the group. And, you know, if you're an English speaker and you want to work with internationals, I think this concept is really important. It's just really important these days. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about some tips that you wanted to share with our listeners. So maybe we can dig right into those.
Well, the first thing, the first tip I want to give is that you really need to get feedback about how people see you. Your personal brand is basically held in the hearts and minds of those around you. And so one of the things you can do, a very informal way of doing this, is sit down with a piece of paper and write down 5 words that you would use to describe yourself. And then circle out of those 5 words, circle one word that you want to be known for. Like, let's say you want to be known as passionate.
Okay.
Like, that's the word that defines you.
Right.
And that's the most important brand attribute that you think is important to you. Then go around and ask people who know you, friends, family, colleagues, coworkers, to do the same thing. To pick five words they would use to describe you and to circle the one word that they think is the one word that is you. And look for the similarities and the gaps and the differences and see where they are. And that is the beginning of understanding really your brand attributes.
I'm guessing,
a very informal way of doing it.
I'm guessing you want to describe your character and not so much like, oh, I have curly hair or I'm tall, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From an English learning standpoint, let's just say adjectives that you would use to describe yourself, like passionate, you know. Mm.
Responsible. Yeah.
Responsible, international, things like that.
Okay.
Gabby and I have been talking a little bit about the book called StrengthsFinder 2.0. Are you familiar with that book? Yeah.
Sure.
Do you point clients towards that book sometimes to figure out what those things are, or is that more of a...
Absolutely. And actually, one of the websites I want to give your listeners is a more formal tool that you can use that's similar to StrengthsFinder. It's called the 360 Reach Personal Brand Survey. It's the only survey that you can take online that actually is designed to understand your personal brand.
Cool.
And if your listeners go to 360, so 360 Reach, R-E-A-C-H .me, so 360reach.me, you can get a free 15-day trial of the survey. And you can what you do is you send this out again to people who know you well, and they will anonymously, so that you will not know who sends it back to you, give you feedback about your personal brand. And it's really the beginning point. And it's a great free tool to use in the beginning. And then listeners, if they want to really expand upon it and get the premium tool, they can look at that too. But that's really a great starting point. And StrengthsFinder and the 360 Reach tool actually correlate really well.
Oh, interesting.
Great.
Interesting. Yeah, I was really impressed with StrengthsFinder. I took it over the summer and I was like, oh my God, this is so accurate. And it's so amazing
it's
to get a set of strengths, things that you really do well and that you might not recognize that you do so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the key thing to remember here is that the benefit of StrengthsFinder is awesome in the sense of you understanding what your core strengths are. What 360 Reach Personal Brand Survey will give you is the external feedback. So it's both self-awareness as well as external feedback, which is so critical for the personal branding side as well. So
absolutely.
Cool.
It's a good
what a great tool.
It's a really good tool. The other tip I wanted to give you guys is a big part of personal branding is your online identity, your reputation in the World Wide Web. That's really critical, as we know today, to be present online. And we often say, if you don't show up on Google, you don't exist. And nowadays, it's imperative that we have an online presence. And so a lot of people don't know what their online presence is right now. So another free tool that you can go to is called the Online IDcalculator.com. That's a mouthful, but onlineidcalculator.com. And this is another free tool where it'll ask you to Google your name, and then you'll answer some questions about it, and then it'll tell you what your online identity is based on a scale that they use. And it'll tell you whether you're have a very big online presence or you're invisible online or what have you. I think it's another really cool way of understanding how the world sees you, because that's how we see each other now. It's on Google.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't have like a business or a website or something, if you're applying for a job, like at an international company, usually the first thing they're going to do in HR is Google your name, right?
Right.
Yes, well, the statistics will tell you now that now it's close to about 90% of companies are going to Google your name to find out more information about you. And this is the reality of the working world these days, is that it's well beyond your resume. While your resume will never disappear, it'll always be there. employers are going online. They're trying to see how professional you look. You know, they're going into your Facebook page. So it's really important that I think, especially for students, to be aware of how critical it is to be presenting yourself in a way that will be beneficial to your future career.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes when you're like, 17 years old, you don't think about that, but it's so important. If you're applying to college, if you're applying for a job, they're probably going to Google you. So that's a really good point.
Definitely. So it's a good idea to go to, you know, the onlineidcalculator.com, get a sense of what your current online reputation is.
Yeah.
And then just stay on top of it. I mean, you know, Google yourself. You can set up Google alerts where Google will tell you whenever you show up on online, and then you can manage your online personal brand as well.
Yeah, that's handy.
Good tip. I like that.
Those are two really practical websites, great tools.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great. So when our listeners want to find out more about you, Peter, when they want to, you know, connect with you, where can they go to do that?
The best place is directly to my website, which is petersterlacci.com, P-E-T-E-R-S-T-E-R-L-A-C-C-I.com. And then on my website, people can connect with me. I'm on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. That's my main social media tool.
Cool.
But connect with me on Twitter. And also, I would recommend for people to subscribe to my newsletter that I release. You can also download for free two ebooks that I have, one on personal branding across cultures, and I think that would be very interesting. And then another one, which is basically, actually, Gabby, I think you're in that one.
Sweet.
You're famous.
Yes, Gabby. Gabby is actually in my other ebook, which was a 30-day event that I did.
A blogathon, yes.
Writing about personal branding, and Gabby did it from a language learning perspective. So
Nice. Yeah, and I'm subscribed for your newsletter, so I know it's helpful. It's practical. I would recommend that for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Peter, for joining us, and thanks for the practical tips. Thanks for connecting with us.
Thank you so much. That was fun.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and I enjoyed it a lot.
If you love All Ears English and you want to seriously improve to the advanced native-like level of English, we made a premium subscription package for you with more support. What do you get? You get audio and text transcripts of each new episode when they're released. You get practical learning tips every week. You get an exclusive subscriber's version of our ebook, How to Improve Your English with a Podcast. And you get all the previous text transcripts of episodes 1 through 88. And you guys can ask direct questions. You can communicate directly with Lindsay and myself, Gabby, to ask any question about English. So it's a huge value. You can find that subscription package on our website at allearsenglish.com/conversations. That's C-O-N-V-E-R-S-A-T-I-O-N-S. See you there.
If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.